In the name of Jesus, amen. In 1942, a man named Thornton Wilder wrote a play. It was called The Skin of Our Teeth. The central character of that play was a man named George Antebus. Now, George and his family represent mankind. And in the play, they can be seen in various situations throughout history. The family moves from time to time. But the problem is that George never knows when the end of the world is going to come. The family moves through one calamity after another, always thinking the end is coming, but they just manage to get by. In the words of the family maid, every night, the same anxiety as to whether the master will get home safely, whether he'll bring home anything to eat. In the midst of life, we are in the midst of death. A truer word was never said. Don't forget that a few years ago, we came through the depression by the skin of our teeth. One more tight squeeze like that, and where will we be? This play offers a very sad picture of mankind. George is helpless, and he knows it. In the words of our text, we see a very similar situation of helplessness. The words of George about his family forsaking him, nothing left. He speaks of his emaciated physical condition. My bones cling to my skin and my flesh, and I have escaped only by the skin of my teeth. Here is a picture of a man who has wasted away to almost nothing, to only the skin of his teeth is left. He is expecting death to come and do him at any time. In the midst of life, Job is in the midst of death. That's a sad picture. Job was healthy, and he knew it. And now we look at ourselves. We face almost daily what we think are mountainous calamities. Things like TV tests and systematic quizzes, homiletical videotapings and word studies. And the professors and administration have their own calamities to face. Piles of papers to read and grade. The accreditation boards to face. We greet each other in the hall every day with questions like, how are you, or how are you doing? And very often I hear this reply, and I say it myself, oh, I'm surviving, or don't ask. But if we seriously look at the real calamities in our lives, we know our limitations and our failings. We know when we really have not earned that grade because we've not worked 100%. We often face those serious pains of sickness and death among our own family and friends. We know that we have fallen short of the glory of God. We know we have deserved this punishment and wrath. That's a sad picture. In the midst of life, we are in the midst of death. We are helpless by ourselves, and we know it. In Wilder's play, our friend George has a hope. It's a hope for the future, but it's not exactly the hope that you and I would expect in that situation. George has a hope that, not that things are going to get better or improve as the days go on, but he has a hope that man is going to bounce back from those calamities. It's a hope in the resilience of man. That man will continue to be able to get by, escape by the skin of his teeth. Job has a very different kind of hope, a hope in a living Redeemer, as we heard in those words. We know about that Redeemer, and we know that he had his own calamity to face, the calamity on the cross. The crowd that was around and viewing that spectacle saw only a sad picture. A helpless man, torn and wounded, dying on the cross, and finally dead and buried. And most of them thought that was the end. But they failed to see the victory that the empty tomb proclaimed over sin and death. Job hoped in that living Redeemer, and his hope was not in vain. His health and his wealth were restored, but more importantly, his words speak about a sure knowledge of eternal life with that living Redeemer. We have that same hope, that same living Redeemer, and our hope is not in vain. Our failings are forgiven because of Him. Our salvation secured because of Him. Because of Him, we are empowered to do our daily task, studying, teaching, preaching, counseling, whatever it may be. We have not escaped by the skin of our teeth, but we have been completely freed by the bodily death and resurrection of Christ, our living Redeemer. In the midst of death, we are in the midst of life. Thanks be to God. Amen. So may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in that same Christ, the living Redeemer. Amen.